Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es sei der Perik Tess, Mishnah, hey, Niftru, Zikna, Yerushalayim, Vaholchulhe. So remember, we have either three or five of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim that had to come to do the measuring, according to the Tanakhama. Three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, five. Now, that's the only thing they do. They do the measuring. Like the Pasuk says, V'yatsu zikhenecha v'shavtecha u'madadu el ha'arem ha'shasviv ha'sechala. Zikne oisa ha'ir. Then it's the zikhenim of that city that continue with the process. Mevi'in, they're going to bring eglas bakar, calf, like we explained, the calf that didn't do any work. As the Pasuk says, ashalei mashcha ba'oil, has not pulled with a yoke. That's like the apparatus that's attached to the shor when it does the plowing. So if the calf did any work, it's possible for the egla roof. Unlike a carbon, the ein hamum paisalba, a blemish would not possible it. A carbon becomes possible with a mum. Paraduma becomes possible with a mum, but not an egla roof. So paraduma also becomes possible if you did work with it. So that's what it has the same as an egla roof. But an egla roof only becomes possible with work, not with a mum. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, they go down to the valley of Esa. Let's get back to the Pasuk again. The Pasuk says, they bring down the calf El Nachal Esa. Fine. So Nachal, we understand, is a valley. What does Esa mean? The Esan Kimashmoi Esa. We should teach, according to the Pashit Pshat, Kasha, hard. The ground is very hard. But, Aval Pisha Eina Eisan, even though it's not Eisan, Kasha, it's still Kasha. Lechatchila, it's supposed to be hard ground. But the Torah says, Esav, that's not something that would passel it. But Arfen Eisa, then they chop off its head. Bekoif, it's with a cleaver. Me'achirel, from the back of its neck. Umakoima, and in its place where the calf is killed, Osim el Izraya, you're not allowed to plant. You can't plant on that ground. You can't work with that ground. Osim el Izraya umela avoid. What you could do there is work on the ground. For example, umutur lisrik sham pishta. You can comb flax there. Ule nakar sham avani. Or to chisel stones over there. That's not work that's done with the ground. That's work that's done on the ground. The Pasuk says, Varidu zikni ha'ira hi. Esa egla el nachal eson, asher lo yeyaved boy, v'lo yizareya. You can't work with that ground. You can't plant with that ground. But you can do things on the ground. Just like planting is in the guf of the karka. You plant the seeds into the ground. So we understand when the Torah says you can't work with the ground, it means things that are nogeya to the guf of the karka. But to comb flax or to chisel stones, that's okay. There is another pshat from the Rambam. The Rambam understands that the word Nachal does not mean a valley, it means a river. So Nachal Eisan is like a strong river. The water comes with a force. So it's supposed to be a strong river. But even if it's not a strong river, it's still kosher b'di'evet. That's how the Rambam learns pshat in our Mishnah.